on energy, utilities, and technology. My name is Barry Hobbins. I serve as the House Chair of this committee, along with my very capable colleague, Senator Cleveland. This afternoon, this committee will be considering four bills. The first bill will be a public hearing. The LD number is 1781, a bill and act to amend tidal energy demonstration project laws. We're pleased to recognize Senator Youngblood for the purpose of presenting LD 1781.
Senator Cleveland, Representative Hobbins, other distinguished colleagues on the Energy, Utilities, and Technology Committee. I'm Ed Youngblood. I have the privilege of representing Senate District 31, and I won't read the names of those towns. I think you already know them. I appear before you here today as the lead sponsor for LD 1781. An act to amend tidal energy demonstration project laws. As this committee and several of its predecessors have endorsed the idea of efficiently and economically tapping Maine's vast potential ocean energy, this bill very simply broadens the range of eligible technologies under the Ocean Energy Act, provides further direction to the Public Utilities Commission regarding options for contract length as a way of securing value to both ratepayers and developers under the Act, and directs the PUC to further explore options for tapping ocean energy. However, just as important is what the bill does not do. It does not increase ratepayer funding for ocean energy projects, nor does it mandate that the PUC must enter into any additional long-term contracts for ocean energy projects. There will be no additional cost to taxpayers, or ratepayers rather, as a result of this bill. A matter of great importance to me, and one of the reasons why I was happy to introduce this bill. The type of energy projects that this bill adds to the list of eligible technologies is known as tidal range projects. Tidal range seeks to extract energy from the differential head across a marine enclosure. You would think of them as two-way hydroelectric facilities. Such projects may offer the promise of cost-effectively harnessing the large tidal ranges found in the Gulf of Maine, and are being assessed for use by Canada, England, as well as other countries. Because of the twice daily reoccurrence of tidal ranges, such projects are suggested as being particularly appropriate for contracts much longer than 20 years, since they can be expected to have operating lives more in common with Maine's freshwater hydroelectric facilities than they do with other ocean energy technologies. This bill gives the PUC the discretion to explore how taking advantage of the expected long operating life may help both the developers of such projects as well as providing a long-term opportunity for Maine ratepayers to hedge energy costs. In some sense, it's similar to what the New England governors have proposed for Canadian hydropower. Finally, some may ask why the PUC would conduct yet another competitive solicitation if it has no ratepayer funding available to enter into an above-market contract. I believe that it may make sense for the PUC to do a showing of interest first to see if changes proposed in this bill are enough to attract potential developers and projects. If such energy interest exists, the PUC could then conduct a solicitation. I leave it to those who are following me to explain in detail about this technology and a proposal for a demonstration project in Washington County. They will also be able to address the details of the bill. I humbly suggest that it would be a good idea to wait for them, people who are better prepared to answer your questions than I. Thank you very much for your time.
Diplomatically.
And not hearing any questions.
But I think you're getting a pass from your fellow colleagues. No?
There's always one.
They're well. Representative Dunphy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Youngblood, you were talking about no additional cost to ratepayers as a result of this bill. How do you rationalize that when you're talking about a long-term contract for above-market prices?
There will be some people coming along behind me that are more than capable of giving you a much more complete answer than I could.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Senator. Are there any others who are close?